Alaska House members are demanding Representative David Eastman apologize for saying some women are glad to become pregnant so they can receive Medicaid-funded travel to have abortions. So far, he's declined. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
Representative Eastman hasn't backed down from comments he made earlier this week. The Wasilla Republican said there are individuals who are in villages and are glad to be pregnant so that they can have an abortion because there's a free trip to Anchorage involved. Nome Democratic Representative Neil Foster joined with three other rural representatives, Speaker Bryce Edgman of Dillingham, Dean Westlake of Kotzebue, and Zach Fansler of Bethel, in demanding Eastman apologize. Foster said on the House floor Friday that he, his constituents, and people across Alaska are shocked.
It shocks the conscience to think that a female in a village would want to endure the physical and the emotional pain of getting an abortion just so that they can get a free trip to Anchorage. Most of the women who live in the villages that I represent are Alaska Native, and they feel like these comments were directed towards them.
Many of Foster's fellow representatives signaled their support by thumping on their desks. Eastman spoke after Foster. He didn't apologize. He did call for legislative hearings on Medicaid funding for travel for abortions.
I would ask, because of the interest in this issue, because of confusion, certainly because of media reports which have not allayed that confusion, that rather than taking the word of my constituents or my word, that we have a hearing to delve into how our funds are currently being used.
Anchorage Democratic Representative Garen Tarr then spoke, raising the issue of censuring Eastman.
This is not a topic I would bring up lightly, and it is something that we should all take very seriously. But there have been comments that continue to be made that are so deeply offensive, racist in nature, and misogynistic that I think that this body should consider censuring one of our members.
The last time a lawmaker was censured was in the early 1990s, when the Senate censured Democrat George Jocko for a series of ethics law violations. Eastman's comments have received criticism from both parties, including from Minority Leader Charisse Millett on Thursday.
That statement was incredibly hurtful. It was very hurtful. That's not the feeling that we have in our caucus. That's not a caucus position. I hope that Representative Eastman has some time to reflect on his comments.
The House majority has asked attorneys to research the censure process. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.